You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quickly, I was just going to say, I was telling Jeremy and Josh off the air that I put my money where my mouth is because we were talking last week about if there's something that you buy that you really like that you immediately go back and buy another. And I did it with a pair of shoes. You guys were talking about those new, the new Nikes.
Yeah, the Nightmare on Elm Street Nikes that are coming out. Yeah, special edition.
And I bought some new trail running shoes, and they feel so good, fit so well, that I immediately, after the first time I wore them, I went online and I ordered a duplicate pair just to throw in the closet for when
these are
worn out.
When they crap out, you got another pair ready to rock.
I've got a bag. I don't have to think twice about them. I thought about getting two more pairs.
Go crazy, man.
Just stack them up and think, well, I've got a year and a half's worth of running shoes just ready to go.
The surprising part to me was I didn't know they made Keds in men's sizes. That's... That's pretty cool, though.
Let's move on.
Email. We get your email every day.
A couple of ways, Jeremy, that people can reach out to us. How would you recommend they do it?
Well, the two big ways. Go to the station website, mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link at the top there, and you can find us. Or go to Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Imagine that.
This comes from Edie. She writes, boys. She puts it with a Z, and she all caps it as well. Boys!
Whoa, Edie, settle down.
She writes, I heard you mention that Jeremy has three nipples.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My husband can do better than that. He has four.
What?
And they're not just little nubs. He has four distinct nipples on his chest, and it's the oddest thing to see. I tell him he looks like a dog.
Yeah, he's going to have puppies.
She says, I would include a photo, but he's very sensitive about it.
So are his nipples.
Thanks for your fun show, Edie. Well, thank you for that note. Jeremy, you're not the only freak. He out-freaked you.
How about that? Yeah, mine's not like a full nipple either. It's just a little discoloration with one single hair that grows out of it. And I've always wondered what it was. And then a few years ago, it was at a physical or something, the dermatologist. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's a nipple. It's like,
it's not just a mole?
She's like, oh, no, that's a nipple. That's a nipple that didn't fully form. Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
I was, should I tell this story? I mean, it's natural. It's a human. I don't want to. Okay, so I used to work with somebody years ago on the show, and she told me that she thought she had a mole on her chest, whatever, for her whole life.
Yeah.
Until she got pregnant. And then she...
Lactated.
Sure. From that, and that's when the doctor said, oh, no, that's an actual semi-functioning. I mean, it wasn't the same size as the others.
No, but it functioned.
They're like, it is. He goes, that you lactated. That's a nipple.
Oh, my gosh.
So that does happen.
That is crazy.
The human body is so interesting.
The weird thing about mine is it squirts nacho cheese out of it.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Here, I'll do it again.
There it is. That's what daddy likes.
Two in one break.
Don't you wish that was possible, though?
Oh, yeah, like a spigot.
Sit on the couch with a bag of tortilla chips and just squeeze yourself. Little nacho cheese comes out. And...
Mine, I would choose for it to be like a chocolate fountain so that it's like a chocolate sauce, fudge, hot fudge.
Roll up with a bowl of vanilla ice cream and...
Put it under your chest.
Squirt away, and then you wink at your wife while you're doing it.
A nice cold beer come out of there.
Oh my gosh, on tap 24/7.
Be a walking tap. You're a walking keg.
What do you wish came out of your nipples? Call us now.
303.
That's good stuff.
My luck, the only thing that would come out would be tears. The crying nipple.
Why do I keep squeezing myself? All right.
Well, you're into that.
All right, but we are talking body oddities, right? Like the weird stuff you got going on with your bod. Like maybe you got a tail or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's stories about people being born with tails.
Or, you know, think of the Princess Bride and the six-fingered man. We have people who listen to our show right now with six fingers or six toes.
Oh, Got to wear mittens in the winter.
Somebody once sent us a picture of somebody who has six toes on both feet.
My incredible balance. You got to join a tightrope squad or something with that.
Right.
I know our producer, Josh, has webbed toes, I believe he said. They're webbed. Hmm. So he's a great swimmer.
Huh. How much of a web?
I don't know. He's never showed me.
Well, get him back in here. Let's get those shoes off and let's get a photo.
Josh! Here he comes. Give our number out real quick so people can call if they got
303-691-1MIX. Call us now, 303-691-1649. We're looking for body oddities, what we call bodities on this show. 303-691-1649. How much of a web are we talking about, Joshua?
It's all the way. It's not all five of my toes, but if you were to take like the index toe and the middle toe, I guess, on both of my feet, they're pretty webbed all the way up
they're
to the
like
top.
They're like together?
They're stuck together, yeah.
Can we get a photo?
Can we see this?
We want to see.
Yeah, I can show you, yeah.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
Like right now.
Okay. Take your shoe off.
Shoes.
No wonder you don't have a girlfriend.
you want me to walk over to you, Jer?
No, fly over. Come here.
Swim over.
All right. I hope your feet are clean. Oh my gosh.
Get a picture right now.
Dom, they're like get together.
Picture. Here. You got a phone
here,
right
I got
there.
A picture of
get
this.
The picture.
You all right if I take a picture of this?
You freak.
Why haven't you had that, like snipped?
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't fix it.
It doesn't
well,
hurt
it would
you in
fix
any way.
It. It would give you two toes.
Yeah, but, like, there's no real reason to. I mean, it doesn't affect
well,
me in my
yeah,
daily life
it does.
At all.
You can't wear flip-flops in public.
I mean, I don't wear flip-flops anyway, so.
See it, Dom?
Yeah.
They're like
okay.
fully fused together, and there's just a little slit at the top.
Yeah.
That's not webbing. That is.
That's like one toe that didn't.
Yeah, I tell
separate.
People that I have nine toes. It's a great conversation.
It's basically
starter.
Like you have nine toes because those two are together.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those socks that you can wear that are like gloves so that the toes are individual inside? You couldn't wear those.
No, I could not wear those. You're correct.
Are you
or
okay?
The shoes. They have shoes like that too, and I can't wear the shoes either. I'd
are
have
you
to
okay if I post this on our Facebook?
Yeah.
I got to post this on the Dom and Jeremy
it.
Facebook. And
absolutely.
Go for it.
You got
it's like
funny,
a heart.
You have funny little stubby big toes too.
Oh my God.
You got weird feet. It is. It's like a heart.
Feet. This is, Jeremy's right. This is why you're single.
This is so while you're single. You are undateable.
You can't sit on the couch, you know, and you've gotten to know each other and you start giving each other foot rubs and everything. A woman would
or
like
play
grab
footsie.
Hold of that. And she'd go, ah.
She would run.
She'd sprint out of the house screaming.
Like, honestly, I threw up in my mouth a little.
I thought when you said webbed that it would be.
No, these
like,
are.
You say like between your fingers has a little bit of a web.
No, these are fused. Sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, the term is webbed toes, right. But they're stuck together. Yeah,
I'm going to get this up in the next 5 minutes.
And, we're going to have the biggest mass crunch into our Facebook page ever today for people who get to see Josh's toes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. This is awesome.
We're talking about this note that we got from Edie who says that her husband has four nipples. Jeremy has three. Edie says my husband's got four. So we were talking about body oddities.
The picture should be up now. Yeah, it is. On our Facebook page, go search Dom and Jeremy. I threw it up real quick. It's our producer Josh's feet. And check out his toes. Gross.
Rhonda wrote in. She says, the middle toe on my left foot. Everybody imagine that for a second.
Got
she
it.
Goes, the middle toe on my left foot, for some reason, did not fully develop. So I have 4.5 toes on that foot. It looks like it was amputated, but I was born that way. I was born this way.
Baby, I was born this way.
That's Rhonda. May says, my husband had 6 wisdom teeth.
Oh, yeah. I had 5.
You had 5?
I had 5, yeah.
The Facebook message of the day goes to Ashley, who says, my ex-husband had a body oddity. He had no heart.
Burn! Burn.
Ashley for the win. Who's next? Zandy's on the phone. Zandy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Oh, we're so good. We're having a great morning. What's the body oddity?
So I was born with two separate functioning spinal cords.
How does that work? Where did they? How did they fit in you?
They're both together. They were originally tethered, like connected and intertwined, and so I had to have a surgery when I was like 9 months old to untether them and separate them. But they're both still hanging out in there.
Wow!
So if I put my hand on your back, I would feel like
two spines,
two backbones,
all the way down.
It's not the bone per se; it's the cord. And then, like when they did the surgery, they took out the pointy part of my vertebrae. So actually, it feels almost like I have no backbone.
Oh my gosh! So you have two spinal cords,
yes,
sending and receiving information, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question.
That's like the highway for your body for, you know, transmitting movement and everything.
Yep.
What?
That's weird. Yeah.
Do you have like any sort of super movement or like, I guess you wouldn't know because it's all you've ever known since you were a baby.
Yeah, or, it's more of a deficit because it's caused some numbness on the left side.
Okay.
And that one being a little more impy.
I was going to ask if it made you more sensitive, like if you had a better sense of touch with all of that. But I guess that makes sense that it would be a little bit more numb. That's wild.
That's crazy. Huh. You win so far.
Yeah, you're the leader.
I
in
thought
the
it was Josh's toes, but now it's you.
Zandy with the
one interesting fact.
Zandy with the double spinal cords is the winner so far. I'm glad you called. Have a great day. All right.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, boys.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the show. And then there's Jamie. Good morning, Jamie. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
We're wonderful. Great. So what do you got?
Okay. So I was actually born with a third nipple.
Welcome to the club, girlfriend. High five.
Thank you. I was already told that.
Where's your third one at?
On her forehead?
Okay. So it's kind of awkward to describe. So actually, on one of my breasts, it's actually like there's two on there. Like they're not complete, but like there's like two nipple parts. Yeah.
On one breastuses.
Huh.
Yes. Well, that's different.
Does that cause you any kind of discomfort or, I don't know, would they either one of those be functioning if you got pregnant and you were nursing? How would that work?
I actually have no idea because I can't get pregnant, so I don't know.
Well,
that might be a cause of why, like if I can't get pregnant and I can't breastfeed my children, so...
That might be connected somehow. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Thank that's you for weird. Calling us. I hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Bye, Jamie.
Yeah, of course. You too. Bye.
What's with the nipples? They keep popping up. It's a common occurrence. I keep hearing from more and more people that have multiple extra nipples. What's up with that?
I don't know. Is there some sort of evolutionary thing going on?
I don't know. Did we originally have, like... Multiple? You know, eight of them, like a puppy, like a dog or something.
Well,
you know?
I would think if you actually look at evolution and other mammals that have multiples.
And did they just start falling off?
I mean,
like back in the day?
If you follow the branches of the tree far enough back, I mean, to a common ancestor.
They just started disappearing.
That's why we have the beginnings of a tail and everything is because of that.
Way back when, there was a little lost and found setup and a little box full of nipples. They kept falling off. Can you describe it for me?
We better get out of here.
Stupid.